Shalom uvracha to everybody. This week's parsha is Parshas Ekev. And in Parshas Ekev, Moshe refers to a very pivotal and important event that occurs in the history and the destiny of Am Yisrael, specifically after the sin of the golden calf, after Chet HaEgel and Parshas Ki Tisa. The Pesukim tells in Parshas Ekev, Perek Tes, Pesukim Tes Vav through Yud Zayin, the Efein ve'ered minahar v'har bo'er ba'esh u'shnei luchos habris al shtei adai. I turned, this is after he spent 40 days in Shemaim, learning Kol Torah Kula from Hashem. I turned, I descended from the mountain, and the mountain was burning in fire. And the two luchos, the two tablets of the covenant, were in my two hands, ve'era, and I saw, v'hinei chatasam l'Hashem elokeichem. You did a great travesty, you sinned to Hashem your God. Asisam l'cham ego masecha, you did for yourselves a molten calf, sartem maher min aderech asher tziva Hashem eschem. You quickly strayed from the path that Hashem commanded you. Ve'espos b'shnei haluchos, and I grabbed on to the two luchos, I grasped the two luchos, and I threw them from upon my two hands, and I smashed them and I broke them before your eyes. This is Perek Tes in Parshas Ekev, Pesukim Tes Vav through Yud Zayin. And Moshe Rabbeinu recalls that when he came down from Egel and he saw the people doing a terrible sin, he smashed the luchos. Now the smashing of the luchos is famous not only because Moshe came down from Har Sinai and saw the people doing Egel Zahav, but it is very famous, and I think. Most of us are aware, people are aware, it's a famous Rashi, even though really all Rashi should be the same famous. Some of them are well more known than others to all of us. The last Rashi, Tekol HaTorah Kulo, speaks about the Baruch Nuchos. The last Pasuk, Tekol HaTorah Kulo, Perek Lamed Adalid, Pasuk Yud Beis, has the Torah end, Udechol HaYad HaChazaka, Udechol HaMorah HaGadol Asher Asam Moshe Le'enei Kol Yisrael, for all the strong hand and all the great awesomeness that Moshe did before the eyes of the children of Israel. What is this great awesomeness that Moshe did before the eyes of the children of Israel? Rashi says that his heart motivated him, Lishbar HaLuchos Le'enei. Moshe's heart motivated him to smash the Luchos before their eyes, like the pasuk says, "Va'ashabram le'enechem." I smashed them before your eyes. Rashi, to the end of Devarim, is quoting our parsha, Parshas Ekev. So this series of psukim that we looked at in Ekev and Perek Tes is referred to by Rashi all the way at the end of Kol Torah Kulo. Shenemer, "Va'ashabram le'enechem." V'hiski medasa kosh baruch liyadato. Hashem gave his haskama to what Moshe did, like the pasuk says, "Asher shibarta," that you smashed. You share kochach asher shibarta. Hashem said to Moshe, good job, Yasher Koach, that you smashed the luchos. Okay, so this is obviously a very important event, and not only is it related here, but it's mamish quoted to the last Rashi in Kol HaTorah Kulo. I quote from Rabbi Yisachar Friend in his Sefer, The Power of Avort. The very last pasuk in the Torah speaks about this breaking of the luchos, and he quotes the last pasuk like we just quoted, and he quotes Rashi, and Rashi says that it's that Moshe smashed the luchos. Okay, we did that. Rashi adds, Hashem thanked Moshe in essence for the deed, as added to in the words Asher Shibarta, that you broke, which is a contraction of the words Yisher Kochacha Asher Shibarta. Good job. Thank you very much. Strength to you that you broke the luchos. This decision to smash the luchos, says Rabbi Friend, which Moshe Rabbeinu describes at length in Parshas Ekev, seems an unlikely choice for Moshe's crowning achievement. That's how Rashi wants to end. That's what the last pasuk of Chumash means. Wouldn't you have guessed that receiving the Torah was more of an accomplishment than breaking the luchos? Why is this seemingly destructive act considered Moshe's crowning glory? You broke the luchos. Good job. And he says in our parsha, I came down, I saw what you were doing. God didn't tell him to break the luchos, but when I saw, I grasped them and I threw them down and I broke them before your eyes. Rabbi Fran now answers as follows. Moshe Rabbeinu nearly gave his life for these luchos and for Klal Yisrael. He didn't eat or drink for 40 days and 40 nights. Hashem taught him the Torah. He had to do battle with the angels, the Gemara tells us, to receive the Torah. He went up and the angels said, God, why are you giving the Torah to Basar Vadam? And Hashem says to Moshe, so what's your claim? So Moshe said to the angels, can you do Kibbut Av'im? Could you keep Basar V'chalav? Could you keep Shabbos? The angels said no. So Moshe said the Torah wasn't written for you. Only then did the angels concede defeat. Not only that, Lechem lo achalti umayim lo shasisi ze'arbam yam. He fasted for 40 days when it was a state of pure ruchnius, learning Torah with Hashem. He put so much of himself into these luchos. Human nature would dictate, says Rabbi Fran, that after investing such superhuman effort into receiving these luchos, Moshe, for personal reasons, would not want to be so fast to destroy them. If we were the ones descending from that mountain after 40 days of self-sacrifice, Would we have been so quick to break the luchos? Or would we have said to Klai Yisrael, says Rabbi Fran, sorry, you can't have these now. I'm hiding them until you do teshuvah. Maybe we would have found a compromise, a way to work out of this. Would we have had the personal objectivity to destroy something for which we sacrificed so much? Moshe Rabbeinu overcame the natural human tendency to want to protect his personal investment. This gevura, this heroism, this self-sacrifice, the negation of self, is a crowning achievement. Rav Gifter Zatzal expressed a similar thought regarding the Gemara Maseches Pesachim. The Tana Shimon Ha'am Suni, some say it was Nechemia Ha'am Suni, posited that each pasuk in the Chumash that contains the word S, Aleph Tav, S or Et, could have been written without that word. So the Gemara teaches that the Tana Shimon Ha'am Suni said that every word in the Chumash, every pasuk, I'm sorry, in the Chumash that contains the word S, Aleph Tav, or Et, could have been written without this word. Therefore, he spent many years, says the Gemara, expounding every occurrence of S in the Torah, Aleph Tav. To give you an idea of how much work this took, the first pasuk in the Torah is two such mentions, Bereishis Baralukim, Eser Shemayim, Veser Aretz. That's two from the first pasuk in Chumash alone. We don't know how he expounded each one of the approximately 4,000 appearances of S in the Torah. But for example, he deduced from the word kabed es avicha ve es imecha. So he teaches us kabed es avicha means you're required to honor older siblings as well. So he looked at every es in the Torah and he said, what is this coming to teach us? Shimon Ha'am Suni continued with this approach until he reached the following pasuk. The pasuk says, es Hashem Elokecha tira. Hashem, your God, you should fear. You shall be in awe, better translated, I guess. You shall be in awe of Hashem, your God. Suddenly he stopped when it came to this pasuk, and he said, what could we possibly learn from this S? There can't be another being that we're required to be in awe of alongside Hashem. It must be, quote, my entire thesis was wrong. It must be that the word S in the Torah cannot always be expanded. For your reference, a pasuk I just quoted is from Devarim, chapter 6, verse 13, paragraph pasuk gimel. The pasuk says, S Hashem Elokecha tira, v'oso tavot uv'shimo tishava. Devarim, paragraph pasuk gimel. When he came to this S, he said, wait, this can't be including something else. Why not? Because there's no one else we should revere except for God. And when he got to Devarim, paragraph pasuk gimel, he said, my entire thesis is wrong. He was ready to give up his whole thesis. Eventually, along came Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva found a drasha. Rabbi Akiva said, no, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira is coming to teach us something. Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, says Rabbi Akiva, L'rabos Tamidei Chachamim. This verse teaches us we're required to be in awe of Tamidei Chachamim, just like we're in awe of Hashem, so to speak. Asks Rav Mordechai Gifter Zatzal, why did Rabbi Akiva see that Shimon Ha'am Suni did not see? Shimon Ha'am Suni spent so many years by the toil, by the sweat of his brow, by the Mesiras Nefesh of his neshama to understand every S. When he came to Es Hashem Elokecha Tira and he said, this can't mean anything else, my whole thesis is wrong. How come Rabbi Akiva understood what I meant? Rav Gifter explains, Rabbi Akiva saw Shimon Ha'am Suni. He saw a man who devoted his entire being to a thesis, working night and day to expound each S. Yet when he found a single occurrence that he couldn't resolve, he was prepared to walk away from it. The Gemara says, Shimon Ha'am Suni's students asked him, what will happen to all the drashos of the word S that you expounded until this point? And he answered them, Kashem shekibalti schar al hadrisha, kach akabal schar al aprisha. Just as I received reward for expounding these words, so too I will receive reward for abandoning my words. When Rabbi Akiva saw a person so committed to the truth that he was willing to admit his life work was a mistake, he said, this person is worthy of our awe. I must be, that's what this pasuk says. As Hashem Elokecha tira, l'rabos tamidei chachamim. Says Rabbi Fran, it's very difficult to say you're wrong. But the ability to say I made a mistake is a function of the midah of gevura, the strength that is one of the hallmarks of the Jewish people. Rav Shimon Ha'am Suni was able to say, I think the whole thing is wrong for the sake of emes, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe was a Rabbeinu, was able to say, maybe these people actually did not deserve these luchos. Clearly they didn't deserve the luchos. But I personally invested so much in these luchos, I'm going to smash what I invested in. What was his answer? Yes. Because for the emes of Torah, I'm prepared to retract. I'm prepared to smash my work. I'm prepared to abandon and say it was wrong. And I broke them before your eyes. Asher Kocha Chashashi Barta, one of the last messages that Rashi teaches us, is that a Torah Yid, a Jew of Emes, a Jew of Yashrus, needs to be able to understand and admit that sometimes our work needs to be undone. Sometimes our work needs to be broken. Sometimes when the Emes is pointed out to us, we need to say, okay, maybe it wasn't right in the first place. And Rabbi Fran points out that Parshas Ekev is read every year on the cusp of Chodesh Elul, when we begin to prepare for the Yamim Noraim. In order to continue growing throughout our lives, we have to be willing to examine our lives and ask ourselves, am I compromising on my values? Am I making good choices in life, or am I making excuses for wrong behavior? Sometimes these questions are extremely difficult to ask ourselves. They're hard questions, says Rabbi Fan, because it can mean we must walk away from something you've invested tremendous effort to achieve. But as we prepare for Rosh Hashanah, we have to show Hashem we have the gevura of Moshe Rabbeinu. I took those luchos that I put my sweat on my brow and my mesiris nefesh and I fasted and I was up there with the Kodesh Baruch Hu and they mean so much to me. And I was willing to smash them if the truth of Torah is not being upheld. Says Rabbi Fan, as we prepare for Rosh Hashanah, we have to show Hashem that we have the gevura of Moshe Rabbeinu and Shimon HaAmsuni so that we too can wear the crown of destruction. Wow. Because at times we too will need to wear the crown of destruction, because the crown of destruction represents humility in Torah. It's the ability to say, Kodesh Baruch Hu, maybe I was wrong. You are right. Your Torah is right. Maybe I misunderstood. Maybe I transmitted it improperly. Maybe this time I have to walk away. That is the sign of a Gibra Kovish Yitzro. That is somebody who makes a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Ratzon into my Ratzon and negates my Ratzon before his Ratzon. And that is a lesson, says Rabbi Fan. Such a beautiful Chiddush from Mordechai Gifter Zatzal of these broken luchos of Moshe Rabbeinu as we enter Chodesh Elul. What a powerful and important lesson for all of us to keep in mind. I wish you a beautiful day, Be'ezer Hashem. I hope these words of Torah are uplifting, pleasing, and exciting for you. I wish you a beautiful day, Be'ezer Hashem, Shabbat Shalom. Thank you. Kol Tov to all.